Let's talk about Achilles today. If you haven't read chapter 1 of the Iliad and you still want to read the Iliad with me, feel free to pause this, save it, and go read that first chapter so we can kind of be on the same page. Or if you'd rather, simply feel free to follow along with the discussions on this podcast. I'll be going through the book, discussing it, and hopefully these episodes will still be interesting and informative, even if you haven't read the chapters. So today, let's jump into chapter 1. I want to give a very, very brief synopsis and then discuss Achilles. So in this first chapter, or in my book, it's called The First Book, what happens is King Agamemnon takes away Achilles' quote-unquote prize, a woman named Chryseis, I think, for two reasons. One, because the king had to give back the woman he had captured, Briseis, and he felt kind of frustrated and wanted to take someone else's prize. And two, simply because he could as a king. Now, Achilles is he is the strongest fighter in the army at this time, and he is furious. So he goes to his mom and begs her to ask Zeus to give him glory, which she does. So we get a glimpse into Olympus in this story, where Achilles' mother rushes up and she begs Zeus to bring glory to her son. And he agrees. He sends her away quickly so Hera doesn't get mad. It is actually too late, though. Hera does get angry, but Zeus tells her he'll do whatever he wants. He's kind of the god of the heavens. Okay, that's a really brief synopsis of chapter 1. And I want to set aside the massive issue of women being counted as prizes in this book for a moment. Hopefully we'll come back to this in a later episode. But I want to look at the very, very famous Greek hero who we are introduced to, and that, of course, is Achilles. He is still famous. And what is he like? The very first paragraph of the book gives us some adjectives to describe him. We get that he's brilliant. We also hear in this particular moment he's murderous and he's doomed. So this is kind of a really brief snapshot of who he is. You might remember him from the really famous story of that's very popular in Greek myth of when his mother dipped him into the river Styx, making him invincible, except for the place where she held him by his heels, which is, of course, where we get Achilles' heel from. And so he's this hero who's very powerful, invincible in some ways. And he's known to be the best fighter in this Greek army. And, of course, the Greeks are getting together to try to attack Troy to get back Helen, who was stolen. So Achilles, I think, shows us two things. One, I think he shows us ancient Greek ideals. The Greeks like their heroes strong and larger than life. Achilles is powerful. He's constantly described throughout the book as fast. I think it's fleet-footed, as a runner, as powerful, the strongest guy in the army. The book opens with him being also very hot-headed and nearly killing someone. The only reason he doesn't kill the guy he's in an argument with is because the goddess Athena stops him. So, Greek myth also kind of tells us that there's a spot on his, other than that spot on his heel, he is invincible. So he's quite heroic in, a very strong and physical sense. He's powerful. He's got his strength and his boldness. This explains kind of, you know, it gives us a glimpse into what the Greeks were looking for in their myths and their heroes, but it doesn't fully explain why he's still famous. Movies are still being made with this character running around in it. I'm still reading his story. And it's an interesting question to look at. What about this book and this character still fascinates us? I think the second thing that Achilles teaches us is real human weakness. And I think it's that tension and that complexity which is fascinating and timeless. Achilles has a physical weak point, right? His heel. But also, he's got this human longing for honor that is getting kind of taken from him. He cries out and he prays to his mom, who is a goddess, and he begs her to let that be given back to him. He vents about how he's not respected. The king doesn't treat him the way he should. He doesn't treat him fairly. He cries out. And in the book, he weeps when he feels insulted. he's not just powerful, but he's also very raw and very vulnerable, crying out in the book, weeping when things don't go his way, begging and praying. So he weeps and prays. And what's his prayer? His prayer is that Zeus would crush the armies of the Greeks, that his side would get slaughtered to the point where the king will repent of insulting him and rush back and beg Achilles to join the fight, which Achilles, you know, he says he's not going to do it, but he wants them to come back and beg for him to come and join them. And then he feels like he'll finally get the respect he deserves and he'll be able to turn them down. Not the greatest prayer whatsoever, but Zeus does answer it. And that, of course, that the fallout of that is what we'll be following in the story. Not a great prayer, but something that comes from raw, you know, anger, human weakness. I think that it may be the extreme power and vulnerability of Achilles that's really human, that really draws us, or, you know, makes the character so intriguing and adds a lot to the overall story as well. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on Achilles. I know some people hold him up as a hero. A lot of people really dislike him because of his arrogance and his rage. I think he's fascinating, even with his rage. But I would love to hear, drop me a comment or slide into the DMs on Insta at Jacqueline Rose Gold if you'd like to share what you think. That's Achilles. I'll keep it brief this time and just say, yeah, I think he teaches us two things. He shows us kind of near invincible strength, and he also shows us raw human weakness and rage and kind of our flaws. I think he's really interesting. Anyways, next week, I will. If you'd like to continue on the journey, come listen to the podcast next week, Monday. Feel free to read chapters 2 and 3 if you want to read along still. Otherwise, I'd love to just have you on, chat with you on the podcast as well. Happy reading, friends.